Dann war man mit Beis. Die Gemara klärt sich Scheile. Hoi Rove, Chiten, Besoren, Bekarke, Mau. Yesh lem aino, oi ein lem aino. A person was Zerei Chiten Bekarke. You mentioned yesterday the Bach says, the Tur says in the Bach, so this is Shittes Rashi also, that someone sold a karke, and there are chitim zruim in the karke. Was the rei chitim, that means the karke is sold together with chitim zruim, shadayin loy nishrishu. So the shaila is, on the chitim, do the chitim have a din metaltalim, or a din karke? Yesh lo meino ele meino. Command the Shodion Bekade Domi, since it was a dying like Nishrishu, so there's a din metautalim, Yesh Lameino. Eduma Batlino Agav Arem, by throwing it in the Kalke ready, so it's bottled to the Kalke, and so there's a din Kalke. So the Morah says, what is the case? Hechi Domi. Ileime da Omar Ihu Shadoi Boshite. He says that he had thrown in, he had planted 6 soim of chitim. Va'osu sadi va'omru deloishodi bo'ela chamisha. So the Gemara, so the Shaila is, does it have, so he was, that's a shtus. So is, does it have a din metaltum and does a din I know, or does it have a din karke and it doesn't have a din I know? Omarova kodova shabamidev shamishkova shabaminyam. The whole din I know is if there was I know in the shavius of the chayfets, but if they were spoken out as a certain midah that has to be sold, and a certain minyan or mishkal has to be sold, and there was sold less, that is not totally. And the Gidrei Aino, this is called a Mekach Tois. There was agreement that this was what was supposed to be sold. It was not sold. And therefore this is applicable of Ulu Mekarka also. So what's the Nafkemine if it's Karka or Metaltu? Elo, the Oma Iu, Shadoibo Kediboilo. This person said, I put in sufficient, I mean, let us say again, he's selling a karke, and he's selling a karke zarua. And he said, so let's say the karke, the market value is $1,000. A karke zarua is $1,200. So he told him he's selling a karke zarua. But he was zereya. How much was he zereya? Kidaboyilo. That means he had planted in the field a sufficient amount of chitim, which can bring about a bumper crop. Lemaise, he planted 5 saw in the kalke, and he felt that 5 saw was sufficient to produce a bumper crop. So that was the reason of charging him $1,200, that the field is $1,000 and is properly seeded to give out a bumper crop is another $200. Therefore, he charged him $1,200. Vigoli milse leishode bo kideboilo. Later, we found out that the 5 saw is not sufficient to bring about a bumper crop. You need 6 saw. So Memele, so there was a noah in the Mechire. Let us see what Rashi says. Golmusa Lashoda Bokidi Boilo. Yesh la maino, yen la maino, command the shode bekadu domi, viesh la maino, iduma botlino agavara. So Rashi says as follows. So Rashi says, "Kedaboy lo, kama shetzorich lekarke. The midi, the umdene, the shriach, the tow, havei kedin oino. This is amor deke Rashi. Rashi says, what is the gedder of oino? Now, normally we know the gedder of oino is, it was overcharged or underpaid. Now, this concept of a true value for a commodity and paying more than the value or paying less than the value, this is based on umdene. That means a person feels this is the shavius, taking all factors into consideration, and then we have the parsha of Aino, it was overcharged, underpaid. But the gather of Aino is through, that means the gather of Aino is because the umdene of the shavius is X amount and it was overcharged or underpaid. So Rashi says, Amor deke yesod over here. Here, we know everything what happened. He told them up front, I planted 5 saw in this karka. And he asked them, is 5 saw sufficient to give out a bumper crop? He said, yeah, 5 saw sufficient. And there was, that was his shikul hadas. Lamaise, it did not give a bumper crop because 5 saw was not sufficient. But since there was no, that means before we said, he told him he's selling him 6 saw and he sold them 5 saw. So that's a mekach tois. You told me you're giving me this and I'm giving you this. He told him, I'm selling you a field which is properly seeded to give out a bumper crop. Now what is properly seeded? He held that 5 saw is properly seeded. Lemaise, there was a tois in his shikul hadas, and you need 6 saw. But this falls into the gather of Aino. That means that you did not put in enough seeds in the field to make it properly seeded. So this goes into the gather of Aino. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, every tois in umdene, that's what Rashi says, the midi, the umdene, the shchir, the toy, have a kedin Aino. This is something, this is a shikul hadas. There could be a mistake in this, and so this is equivalent to shavius. Shavius is also, there's no such kviyistik as shavius. Shavius is totally an umdene. That's the shail of the Gemara. Let's see Taisvis. El d'omar shote boki de boilo. Ve'im toima, for Taisvis, aino mekach tois. The boy Leivo, he said he put in that what is needed to bring about a bumper crop, which is Vov, v'hu leishod da elahe. So it's a mekach tois. V'yeshleima da hameicha meided leishod da elahe. No. He, the Meicha told in the beginning, I'm selling you kedaboylo, and I put in hay. Va'ama the leiboy ela hay. V'kal kezu im zoro kedaboylo, shava oisam dami. That means the price he charged for the karka after it was seeded was the price for a karka which is properly seeded to bring about a bumper crop. Bigoli milse de boy shite. But, so now we found out that there was a mistake that was made and it needs more to bring out a bumper crop. So that is not called, those are toys bemida bemishko. Mida mishko means if he told him he's putting in one mida and he put in another mida. But here he told him exactly what he's putting in. And he held this is sufficient and it's not sufficient. So this is a tois and umdene, which falls into the gather of Aino. Vim taima fak toises loma loy tachoshev zu Aino skalke, kivin shaloito loy be midas minyan achitim. So toises, so why isn't this called that there's Aino in the kalke? That means he gave him 5 saw of chitim. There's no mistake in that. V'loi b'shume, l'loi to'e el b'meh sh'loi hush b'chakake k'di boi lo. He was under the impression that the Kalke would give out a bumper crop with five sod. Now we found out that the Kalke does not give out a bumper crop with five sod. So the choice is in the Kalke, not in the Chitim. And we know I'm giving five Chitim, and I'm and this is sufficient for a bumper crop, and that was, it didn't give out, so it, the chesson is in the kalka, so there's a nos kalka. The ishleima, so they says, no, kibin di avishod the book in the boy like a maisha oma, a yeshava isam domim. If you would have put in six sauce, so it would have, you would have had your bumper crop. Nimtz is some emele, so they, the problem is not in the kalka, you put in enough soil of chitim in the kalke, so the kalke will give out a bumper crop. The whole reason it did not give out is because the not a sufficient amount of chitim were put in. So it comes out the einoa was in the chitim, not in the kalke. So memela, so now the shayl is, so what in the, these chitim had? They were in a kalke or metalto. Zog de Gemara weiter. Nishboim aleihem oi ein nishboim aleihem. Now the Gemara clears this same shayla. Before we clear the shayla in Hilchas Eino, ein eino lekakois, eino lemetaltov. Now we're clearing the shayla in Hilchas Shvua. The din is you're not nishba ala karka, you're nishba ala metaltolim. And now the shayla is, the shayla is that there was a shvua on these karke, these zroim that he was, these chitim which he was the rei in the karke. So it, does this ever then karke, does it become bottle to the karke, does it ever then metautle? That's the Gemara shayla. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Nishboim alayim im hoide b'miktsas. If he was a moide b'miktzas, kegoin, to anoi posakta imi lezroya vov shamasarti loch lezorato chomesh. I gave you vov so of chitim to be zereya in the karke. It was supposed to be zereya or vov. Vizorato chomesh, and you were zereya five so. So there was an extra saw that I gave you, that you were not zereya. Vuhu aimer zorati chomesh umachze. He says, no, you gave me six saw, and I planted five and a half saw. So I only owe you a half a saw. Now we have to know this Rashi is a very difficult Rashi, and let us explain the difficulties in this Rashi. What is the story over here? The story is, Reuven gave over to Shimon six sod. He was supposed to plant all six sod. He only planted five sod. So, you owe me a sod. I gave you six sod. You owe me a sod. He said, no, not you. I planted five and a half sod. I only owe you a half a sod. So let us, what is the deal over here? He's moaning from him one sod, and he says, I owe you a half a sod. That's the deal over here. Fine. Now, the deal is in metaltalim, not in kalke. He says, I gave you six sod, you planted five sod. So you owe me one sod, of chitim, which is metaltalim. So he's moaning him one saw of chitim. And he says, no, I planted a half a saw. I only owe you a half a saw. So it's a tvius metaltalim, and it's a kviris metaltalim, and a dos metaltalim. And the Gemara klaz a shayla, it doesn't have a din karka, doesn't have a din karka. Shema shemayim. Uder ishainim eskan rashi. So, just to understand Rashi, the Chassam Sofer says, Pshat in Rashi, Chidush Chassam Sofer, the Chassam Sofer says, he gave him six saw, he doesn't want to give me back the saw, he doesn't want the saw. I want you should plant the saw. I want the saw, says Toiveya, from him. You still have to plant a saw in the karka. Say he's Toiveya, plant a saw in the karka. I want you to do that. And he says, I planted a half a saw. So the kvire and the tvire is on. He doesn't want back the, he's not telling you, give me back the saw. He doesn't want the saw. He wants it to be planted in the karka. So he says, I want you to plant a saw in the karka. And he says, I planted a half a saw in the karka, what we're talking about. I planted a half a saw. So the kvire is in karka. That means he's being teveya him, he's being teveya him, you should plant it in the karka. This is the lotion of the Chassam Sofer, she'teveya roitze she'yashlich achitim bekarka. So the karka tviya is, I want you should put it into the karka. So, and he says, I did put in the karka. So everything is in, the tviya is in karka over here. There's a tviya, put it in the karka, and he says, I put it in the karka. Now what din does chitim bekarka have? Does it have a din of metaltlum? Does it have a din of karka? The Rosh Lemaisu is Chaylik and Rashi said that's not the case. Rashi's case is a Kvira Neidov Metaltalim. And he says it's talking about a different case. And Eidechod is saying Eidis, that you took my Chitim and you planted my Chitim in your Karka. So the Chitim which are planted in your Karka, and Eidechod says that they belong to the Teveya. So there's a Shavuos Eidechad over here, and we're being Teveya, the Chitim in the Karka. The Teveya says, these Chitim are mine, and he says, no, the Nitva says they're mine. So now the Shaila is, these Chitim in the Karka, the Evidin Metaltlim, the Evidin Karka. So that's another Nafkemina in the Shaila. A third Shaila. Oimer matiron, oi ein oimer matiron. Will the oimer be matter chitim which are in a karke, which were not nishrash? So the Gemara says, I don't understand the shayla. Hechidam. Ida ashrush tanina. If it was nishrash the chitim, so we learned the oimer is matter everything that was nishrash. Either loy ashrish, if it was not nishrash, is also tanina. So whatever your shayla is often the mishnayos. It's not, we learned as follows. Im hishrishu kaidem loima. If you have chitim that were nishrash pekarka kaidem loima, loima matiram, loima is matam. Vim lav, and if they were not nishrash, asurim at shebo oimer habo. So you need next year's oimer to be matter them. The oimer is matter the zroim shekvar nishrashu. The zroim that adayim were not nishrash, the oimer is not matter. So what's your shaila? You have a case over here that was put into the kark and there wasn't nishrash. So it's enough in the Mishnah that the Oimer is not matter. Chitim shaloi nishrishu. So the Gemara says, no, we're talking about a different case over here. Lo tzriche dechatz dinu. That means that in the chodosh shtike crop, that means the, let's say, the Oimer is matter, tezayin nisan. So we had, let's say, Yud Gimel Nissen, they already sprouted chitim. Yud Gimel Nissen, they were sprouted chitim. He harvested these chitim, which is chadosh. Now, if he would leave these chitim now outside, so now the din is when the Yemakrim Daima, these chitim become mutter. He didn't leave them outside. He planted them in the karka. Right? He planted them in the karka. Now, when the oimer came by, it wasn't nishrash. So, l'chayra, what's the shayla? But the oimer should be matarit. So he says, that's very good. If it would be outside in a pot, Es versteht sich, da immer es matter all the chitim that grew in the previous year. Da immer es matter. But since he planted it into the karka, so it lost the shame chitim. It has now a shame karka. And da immer es not matter karka. That is the shayla of the gemara. It loses its chashivis of chitim. If it's nishrash, da immer sicher matter. It wasn't nishrash. But it should become mutter because it grew in the previous year, and daima's matter, whatever grew in the previous year. But that gufa that he planted it made that it lost the shame chit, and now it's bottled to the karka. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, daima matiron, kasalka daitach agidulim didu kami boilei, that which grew. Belochi kamada, ida ashrish kaidam loima tanina. I'm a matter as could do lame, a mesachis menachis, whatever is nishrash, so whatever grew from that, laimer is matter. What's the first time? Be the lay ashrish, bishas, abo, saima, tanina, dainema, matiram. It was nishrash later. Sigma says, the chotzdinu, he cut it min hachotish. Oh, it's rich and she atiram, maima, lachila. Ozarinu, kaidam laima, vachalav laima alai, but lay ashrish. He cut them. And he put them now in the ground, and the oimer, the makim the oimer. Mahu leminkat meinayu umeichel meinayu. Is he now permitted to dig it out from the karka and eat it? Kloima, agidulin ditu leimi boilo. What will, if you leave it there and it'll grow later, that's no shaila. Shayafilo hita oimer shalishtaket. Afilo you'll have chitim from last year, yoshan deke chitim. Oymas eshal ishtake des hazroim koinim shenizru vizorim koinim oim abla ishrishu havi gidulim asurim. If you plant yoshan and it grows after the akrobas oimas, so the gidulim are also atshi yobi yomer abo. Ki kami boilei linkutei min hazroim shebekarke. I'm speaking about, he wants to take out these roim from the karka. Umeichel, he wants to eat them. La'acha oimer. Should I say, since they grew before the akrobas oimer, v'sherima oimer, sh'oima mater asatlushim, chadoshim shoshanazu, whatever was harvested in the new year, so the Imer is matter. Ves ha-gidulam ha-mechibom she-shrisho. Ha-idulam ha-botlinu ha-gav-arem. Or maybe now it lost the cheshivis of an oichel. Ul-chekarka ba-almedomi. Now it doesn't have a shame oichel. It has a shame karka. Ul-ishayach ha-imer gabayu le-mishrinu. So the Imer will not be matter karka. That's the end of this sugya. Now we're going to start a new sugya. Omar teiku. So on this sugya, we remain with a teiku. Omar, so that means that this din of Zoron Bekar Kebuloi Hishrishu, which is Negeya Oino, which is Negeya Shvua, which is Negeya Eter Ha'imer, if it loses the Sheimachal or not, so loses the shame metal to them. So we have a shayla, and the Gemara was unable to be poishit the shayla. Omar Rove, Omar Rav Chase, Boi Rabbi Ami. Oino ein lahem, bitol mekach yesh lahem, oi ein lahem. Let us see Rashi. This is a mordike lomde sheshayla. Boy rabami, oino osnan lo bimasnisin, ein lohu lachol anach de masnisin. We learned hegdish, avodim, karkois, shtoris, there's no din oino. So we know if a person will overcharge, underpay, ashtus, nothing. There's no din oino. That's what we know. What will the din be, bitul mekach yeser mishtus? What if he was overcharged more than a shtus, more than a sixth? is there a din bittel mekach by karkois, by shtoris, by hegdish, or no? Yesh lehem or yein lehem. So Rashi says, what are the tzdodei ashayla? Mi amrino, malsoinu hu de imit, the miyot of karke, shtoris, hegdish, is his apostolic, loisoinu ishes amisoi, mitzavarnik ne miyad liyad, memker, amisoi. Do I say the miyot is, I know, this is not Aino. This is not Aino means that he was overcharged. It was a Mekach. He was overcharged. So we have Dine Aino that the Mekach Kone, it's a Mekach, but there's a Chiyuv on the one who received a Shtus to return it. So that's a Mekach with a Chiyuv Tashlume Aino. And that din is by karkois. There's no such din. There's no din of a mecca with tashlumei eino. So, but what if he was overcharged more than a shtus? This is not called eino. Ela mecca toisu. That means if you sell a bag of popcorn for $200, it's not pshat he was overcharged. That's cool to sell a bag of popcorn for such a price. That's cool. That's a mekach toys. That means the whole thing is a toy. Such a price for such an article. That's a mekach toys. You don't pay such prices for such articles. So memele the din bittel mekach by yeser mishtus. This is because that's a mekach toys. Oidelme, or maybe not. Even the lav dover shebemida, he were not speaking about a dover shebemida. It means, when is it a mekach toys? If it tells him he's selling him 5 acres of karke, and he's selling him 5 1/4 acres, or four acres, and then 4.8 acres. So there is a din. That's a mekach tois. You told me you're selling me 5 acres. You're selling me either a smaller amount or a larger amount. That is a mekach tois. That means the commodity that we agreed upon to sell, the area of the commodity is not what you're giving me. That's called a mekach tois. Aber kiven de lav dover shebemido. He didn't tell him he's selling him something else. I'm selling you this karke, and I'm giving you a price. It's more than a sixth. It's overcharging more than a sixth. So could be this din of bittel mekach, that's kishar din I know. This is me din I know. So somewhere the kalamda shishayla, we have a aloche. We have a halacha that by Aino we have the Pachas Mishtus is Kone, Shtus is Kone Machzor Aino, Yesa Mishtus is Yochel Lachzor Boy. This din Yesa Mishtus Yochel Lachzor is this Midinei Aino. That means the Torah says the value has to stem with the price. And we gave guidelines. Pachas Mishtus is a Machila, Shtus is called a Machza. Yes, a Mishtus, you overcharge more than a Shtus, Yochel Lachzor. But that's all Nichlal in the Parsha of Eino. In Agavuche, we mentioned 2 days ago a Ramban in Parshas Bahar. And the Ramban says in Parshas Bahar, he says in the Lavin, in the Azore of Eino, so there's Azore by Karka also. But the Torah was mechadish adin tashlumim in Eino. And the Ramban speaks out adin tashlumim that shtus is kone marzer Eino, and yesem ishtus yochel larzer boy. That was nismayet by karke. So what our Gemara is clearing over here, the Ramban bepeirushe ala Torah, the Salve Torah, or he said that he knew already. He said, that's me dine yoino, and memela by karke, it's not applicable. Rabami didn't know this. Rabami didn't have a Rambam. And so Rabami had a shaila. What is pshat in yes and mishtus? Is it pshat it's a mekach tois? Not mitzad the parsha veino. So memela, this is applicable by kakois also. Or, this is, the din mekach tois is nischadish on the parsha veino, and since karkois one is made from veino, so there's no din mekach, there's no din yesem mishtus potom mekach by kark. So, Rove first said, Rav Ami had a shayla. Omar Rav Nachman, Hodo Omar Rav Chase, who was a Talmud of Rav Ami, Poshit Rabami. Rabami was Poshit the Shaila. And Rabami said, I know Eilem, Bittul Mekach Yeshlem. Rabami said, not like the Ramban. Rabami said, Bittul Mekach is a Mekach Tois. Bittul Mekach has nothing to do with Dinei Oino. And this applies a fellow by Kark also. So the vow we have that Rab Chase said, B'Shem Rabami, Shem Rabbi Ami, that is by Karkois, even though there's no din I know, is a din of Bittul Mekach. Now we're going to have other Amoiroim that speak about this Shail. We're going to have Rabbi Yoine and Rabbi Yirmiye, and both of them are speaking about this Shail of Bittul Mekach. And they're going to say b'shem Rabbi Yochanan what Rabbi Yochanan holds about this. Rabbi Yoina Omar Ahekdeshes. Rabbi Yoina said by Hekdesh the din is Hekdesh was nismayed from Eino, but there's a din a bitul mekach by Hekdesh. Fine. B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, we'll see. Rabbi Yirmiya Omar Akarkois. Rabbi Yirmiya said, Karke. V'tavayu mishmeida Rabbi Yochanan omru, oino ein lohem, bitul mekach yesh lohem. So now we have here two amayroim, Rabbi Yoine and Rabbi Yirmiya, that say b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, that there's a din bitul mekach. Rabbi Yoine said, by Hegdish is a din bitul mekach, yes, amishtus. And Rabbi Yirmiya said by Karka is that in Bittul Mekach yes a mishtos. Now the Gemara is going to explain. Man di oma ahekdeshes. Rabbi Yoine that said by Hekdesh there's a din of Bittul Mekach yes a mishtos. Kol shkein akarkois. By Karka yes a mishtos. The zicher is a din Bittul Mekach. Man da oma akarkois is adin bitul mekach, aval ahekdeshes loy, by hekdesh, there's no din bitul mekach, in kedesh shmul, da oma shmul, hekdesh shove mone, shechile loy al shove prute mechulo. So, we have here, now let us see Rashi, to understand Machlokes of Rabbi Yoine and Rabbi Yirmiya. Look, Rashi. The Rashi is like, Rabbi Yoine and Rabbi Yirmiya, Milse Bapei Nafshayu Omri. This is their own memory, the love of the Rabbi Ami Kaime. They're not going on Rabami. This Rab Chassid said over Rabami, Klara Shaila, Rabami was Poshit, that I know Eilem, Bittul Mekach Yeshlem. Rabami is not differentiating between Hegdish and Karke. El Rabbi Yirmiya Akarkois, Rabbi Yoine Akdeshes, Omri Mishmeida Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yirmiya is speaking about Karke, Rabbi Yoine is speaking about Hegdish. And the, both of them are saying, "Mishmeida Rabbi Yochanan, eino ein lehem bittul mekach yesh lehem." Man diyama akdeshes omro Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yochanan said by Hekdesh, there's a din of bitul mekach. Kol shkein da'a karkois. So by karkois, avad the gewiss is a din bitnami omro. The kivin da'a shmeinom, the bitul mekach lav bechlalei nohu. Rabbi Yochanan told us that bitul mekach is not midine ano, is mehechi imit. So where should we be memayated? So there's a din bitul mekach, if not bechlalei no. I dehekdeishes kochoshev lei mekach tois. If by hekdish he considers this a mekach tois, aval gav the leko tois klape shamay. Now, when we're speaking about hekdish, we have to understand there's no tois by the Rabbeinu Shlomo. It's not considered you fooled the Rabbeinu Shlomo. If the Rabbeinu Shlomo would have known, he wouldn't have been masking. Aval, by Hekdish, there's no such concept. You don't fool the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Af al gav the leka tois klape shamayit. Vafil lo hochi omrinon bitul mekach. It's called a bitul mekach. Kol shkein to legabe chavre de ikele meimer to by karke, that there's a transaction between two people, and there we can say that one made a choice. Vadaite da hoche loy aknaye kol shkein da hoda. So vade gevis, you can be choiser. The man do ma kakois omro. Aber lekdeishes loy, dilu gabi hedyet amrinen to, vadaite dohochi loy akni. Aber lekdish lekele meimahochi, vikivin de lesse bedin aino, tois nami lo amrinen bu, kidishmu. Now let us explain the machlekes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yirmiyahu. We have here a concept that if something was sold and it was overcharged more than a shtus, we have something was sold and it's overcharged more than a shtus, which is called a bitul mekach. So there are three ways we can look at this. One way we can look at this, that din bitul mekach is midinei oino. That's nichlal, and that was the shaila of Rabbi Yami. That's in the parsha of oino. Mitzad bitul mekach, he sold him a commodity. He knows what the commodity that he sold him. He knows he didn't fool him. He sold him this commodity. He told him a price. He paid the price. He overcharged. So that's not called a bitul mekach mitzad hasvor. No, that's a bitul mekach mitzad the parsha v'ino. The Torah said if there was a small amount that was overcharged, it's called a machzer v'ino. If it was a larger amount, it is a din bitul mekach. That was one mahalach in the Gemara that all the bitul mekach is only derived this type of a bitul mekach. That means there's a different type of a bitul mekach. Let's talk about a poshut a bitul mekach. Yayin v'nimtza chaymetz. A person comes over, Reuven comes over to Shimon, I want to buy a gallon of wine. Fine? He gives him a gallon, and it's not wine, it's vinegar. That's called a mekach tois. I mean, I wanted to buy wine, he gave me vinegar. So that's a mekach, that's a poshut a mekach tois. When we're speaking about that he wanted to buy wine, and he sold him wine, and he overcharged him. So now these are there are three ways to look at this. So one way we can look at, that's not called a mekach tois. you want it mine, it's mine. I overcharge it, I overcharge it. So we could look at it that the din bittel mekach the yochalas, but that's from the parsha of Eino. That's one way to look at it. And if you look at it that way, so memela it's only applicable by metalflum, not by kakois, not by etesh. That's one way. There's a second way we can look at it that means that since he was overcharged so much, that means he was overcharged more than a shtus. That's called a tar. That means you fooled me. You told me such a price. You're charging me $2,000 for a bag of popcorn. I mean, that's a mekach tois. That means such a price for such a commodity. It's a mekach tois. So you can look at it as tois mitzad the nisane, and that's a tois misvore. So memele, so the, even though Kalke was nismayit from, Kalke was nismayit, and Hegdish was nismayit from Dinia, no, but it's not Dinia, no, this is the Mekach Tois. Such a price for such a commodity, that's a Mekach Tois. We can look at it in the third way. In the second way we were looking at, Pshat is, it's a Tois, that means if the one who was fooled would realize what's happening, he never would have bought it. I mean, that's called Mekach Tois. That's called he was fooled. You fooled him. That means you tell me this is the price for such a commodity, you fooled me. That's called a Mekach Tois. We could learn a third way. Not that it's Mekach Tois, you fooled me. But it doesn't have a shame Mekach. It doesn't have a shame mekach because since the price is not masim to the commodity, so that's not called a mekach. So it's like yayin v'nimtzach hametz, but not al tzoy shaboy. This is not called a mekach. Such a price for such a commodity is not called a mekach, but doesn't go mitzad the gather of toys. The nafkemina is hegdish in karke. By Kalke, the transaction was done between two people. So there we can say a svore that he was fooled. You fooled me. So Mamela, so then we have the concept of Mekach Tois, that the person who was Nesana was fooled. If he would have known, he never would have bought it. That's called a Mekach Tois. When we handle with Hegdish, by the Rabbi Yisrael, it's not, you fooled the Rabbi Yisrael. We didn't fool the Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael knew all along that you're giving this amount of money. Let's say you'll be paid the Hegdish. See, Hegdish that's worth a money and you'll be paid it for a pruta. Now, the Rabbi Yisrael knows exactly what's happening. He didn't fool him. He knows exactly this is a money, you're giving a pruta. The concept of toys, it's not called a chilul because you fooled the Rabbi Nishlam. You didn't fool the Rabbi Nishlam. But there's a concept to say something in between. But since the price is not massim to the article for a shava money to give a puta for, so that's not called a mekach. It doesn't have a shei mekach. A mekach means that the price is equal to the commodity, or more or less equal, but if it's overboard, that doesn't have a shame mekach. And the nafkamina is, if I say there's a din bittel mekach by Hegdish, or there's only a din bittel mekach by Kalke, not by Hegdish. Rabbi Yirmiyah learned there's only a din bittel mekach by Kalke. Why? Because Kalke is a concept of a toys. There's two people involved, and you overcharged him more than the shtus. If he would have known that you overcharging him, he never would have bought it. So that's called a mekach toys. So for Teitzach, Kalke is nismayit from Oino, but this is a mekach toys. This is a, if he would have known, never would have bought it. So according to Rabbi Yomi, this only applies by Kalke. Rabbi Yochanan said, Oino, ein lemav al mekach koyesh, but that's only by Kalke. But by Hegdish, you can't say if the Rabbi Yisrael would have known, he didn't know. So you can't say that it's a Mekach Tois because the Rabbi Yisrael didn't know. So then there will not be a Mekach Tois by Hegdish according to Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yoine said the concept of Mekach Tois is not because he was full. It doesn't have the concept of Bittul Mekach is because since the price and it does not stem with the commodity, so that's not called a Mekach. So that's it's called a Bittul Mekach. That's not called a Maise Mekach. A Mekach means you're selling something for a price that the commodity is worth, more or less. But to go overboard, that's not called a Mekach. So Mamela, there's a din Bittul Mekach, that since the price does not stem with the commodity, so it's not called a Mekach. So it's not called a Mekach. That's why there's a din Bittul Mekach. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yoine b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, bein behekdeshes, bein bekalka, there's a din Bittul Mekach. And according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, there's only a din Bittul Mekach by karke and not by hekdesh. This is what we heard so far, and the Gemara says in Vakert, according to Rabbi Yoine is like, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, so that's the member of Shmuel. Shmuel said that shove mona shechila shove pruta mechulo. So Shmuel learned that there's no din bittul mekach by hekdesh, because Shmuel learned the whole din bittul mekach is only as the concept of toys. By the Rabbi Shlomo, there's no toys. So shava mona shechila shava pruta mechula. Now, before we go further, let us just see the top Tosfos. Omar Rav Nachman, Hoda Omar Rav Chase, Eino Ein Lahem. Bittul Mekach Yeshla. Mashme, the Rav Nachman Leipolig a Rav Chase Rabboi. That means Rav Nachman is just telling. There was a Shaila. Rav Chase the Shaila. Is there a din Bittul Mekach by Karke? Is Bittul Mekach Midine Yoino? Or not Midine Yoino? And Rav Ami was poishet that it's not Midine Yoino, so there's a din Bittul Mekach. Rav Nachman said this over B'Shem is Rebbe. So poishet it would seem that Rav Nachman holds like this. V'koshel Rabbeinu Tam. The Perik HaMekabel Amrinin Zovan B'Reish V'Shove Kuf. Someone bought something for 200 zuz. It was really worth 100 zuz. That was Savamine. So there was a shaila can say lit kunishtarticha v'loy lava. So he made a mashlich to buy and he overpaid. Omar Rav Nachman ain't no the karkois. So Rav Nachman said, no, ain't no the karkois. What do you want? Finish. Ain't no the karkois. So he paid $200. It's worth $100. Ain't no the karkois. Fine. So shem b'shamayim. Here, Rav Nachman said, b'shem Rav Chasa, his Rebbe, but is it in Bittul Mekach, by Karke. Here, we're talking about a Karke over here, and here Rav Nachman says, ain't no the Karkois. Shem b'shamayim. V'tiritz Rabbeinu Tam. So we have it now, a Yesodis Tekem Achloikis, the Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi. Rashi learned a sugya, the din of Bittul Mekach by Karkas, yes, mishtus, the Bittul Mekach. Rabbeinu Tam said, the ain oino at palge. By Karkas, there's different guidelines. Till double the amount, that's the parsha of oino. More than double the amount, that's Bittul Mekach. That means our sugya that's speaking about Bittul Mekach by Karke, well, now, this is not the same Bittul Mekach by Metaltalim. The Bittul Mekach by Karke starts if he's paying more than double the amount. That's called Bittul Mekach. But till double the amount, that's a no. Avol mipalge ve'elech, for pal, at ene no, at palge, avol palge ve'elech, mikri Bittul Mekach, v'yeshlem. For osi shapir. So he says, with this, we will understand our Mishnah. We had in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Oymer, Af ha-moicha behema umagolis ein lehem eino. Rabbi Yehuda said that if a person sells a behema, he sells a magolis, ein lehem eino. Umeforish bigmore, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, what does it mean, ein lehem eino? ad kedei demeya. That means, ein la meino, if he sells something for 100, for 200, then ein la meino. But if he sells it for 210, then he'll also be made yesh ba meino. Yeah. So ktoisves, midekoma af. What's the af of Rabbi Yehuda? He says, af also magolis, ein la meino. And that's till double the price. And further, there is a midakama af mashme deka kois nami yisto hai shiure. So that's the af, just like by kalke, till double the amount, it goes into the parasha veino and ein lameino. So by magolis also till double the amount is ein lameino. Afterwards, yesh lameino. ובפרק אלמון הניזוין נסתנן, שום הדיונים שפיסחו שטוס, או הסירו שטוס מחרם בוטו. If דיונים made a שומע, and they made a wrong שומע, minus a שטוס, or over a שטוס, מחרם בוטו. אבשים גמלי אלוהים, מחרם קיים, מפורש עושם, דמחרם קיים, עד פלגר. So lecheres atayis means to say that's takip shat. It's talking with someone by kakois. So at palge, since there's a dinayne no lekakois, so till palge you can't say that the shum is bottle. After palge, so for by kaka, then the din is that the shum is bottle.